the Kingdom of Grace, January 7. The ensign of Christ's kingdom. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, John 1:29. To Daniel was given a vision of fierce beasts representing the powers of the earth, but the ensign of the Messiah's kingdom is a lamb. While earthly kingdoms rule by the ascendancy of physical power, Christ is to banish every carnal weapon, every instrument of coercion. His kingdom was to be established to uplift and ennoble fallen humanity. To Adam, the offering of the first sacrifice was a most painful ceremony. His hand must be raised to take life, which only God could give. As he slew the innocent victim, he trembled at the thought that his sin must shed the blood of the spotless Lamb of God. This scene gave him a deeper and more vivid sense of the greatness of his transgression, which nothing but the death of God's dear Son could expiate, and he marveled at the infinite goodness that would give such a ransom to save the guilty. The types and shadows of the sacrificial service with the prophecies gave the Israelites a veiled, indistinct view of the mercy and grace to be brought to the world by the revelation of Christ. Only through Christ can man keep the moral law. By transgression of this law, man brought sin into the world, and with sin came death. Christ became the propitiation for man's sin. He offered his perfection of character in the place of man's sinfulness. He took upon himself the curse of disobedience. The sacrifices and offerings pointed forward to the sacrifice he was to make. The slain lamb typified the lamb that was to take away the sin of the world. The law and the gospel are in perfect harmony. Each upholds the other. In all its majesty, the law confronts the conscience, causing the sinner to feel his need of Christ as the propitiation for sin. The gospel recognizes the power and immutability of the law. I had not known sin but by the law, Romans 7:7, Paul declares. The sense of sin urged home by the law drives the sinner to the Savior. In his need, man may present the mighty arguments furnished by the cross of Calvary. He may claim the righteousness of Christ, for it is imparted to every repentant sinner.